So, hey everybody, this is Robert McNaughton with Integral Life, and we're doing a little recording with Decker Kunov of Authentic World. How you doing, man?
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that more and more attention seems to be organically going towards relational work. That's where we like to play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to me, this is a real embodiment of the theory of what we've been studying for so long. Now this is the field work. This is getting in there, and it's like, how is this transformation that we've talked so much about actually showing up in the places that I personally want it the most in my relationships?
Glad to hear it. I mean, this is integral is where I go to get perspective. So if it's fitting for you, that's a good sign. I'm biased. I mean, I have my own personal meditation practice, and there's other values that are important to me, and I see surf people. And what I have always thought was just the shit was people cracking open together, like evolving together in the moment. That's just where the energy was at for me and the people around me. So,
yeah,
we're in cahoots.
Definitely, and I've been picking up on that as well, because it's undeniable when you're experiencing a transformational moment in relationship with people.
Yes.
There, it's not something you can be like, well, let's do some studies to see if that was actually real or something, you know, or you don't have to convince anybody, because if you're there and you experience it, it's like, okay, this is real transformation.
Well, and it translates to an actual visceral, like how I feel in myself and how I feel with you is radically different. And even on the more surface level, what I do and say, like, wow, in this situation, this is kind of an intense situation, and normally I would have said X, Y, and Z, and I am naturally finding myself say A, B, C instead, and it's way more rich, way more rewarding. Something's going on here.
Right, yeah, it's the kind of experience that really can't be taught, or even speaking about it now doesn't really do it justice.
I think that's true, and I think it's also a great way for me to cop out on not buckling down and articulating what is relationship as spiritual practice. That phrase gets thrown around a lot. And what I admire about Integral in particular is the rigor to actually sit down and, while honoring the mystery, you know, ultimately it's that aliveness is an unfolding. We don't really know at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And let's take a crack at speaking what this is and sharing it with each other. So let's try to. What is relationship as spiritual practice?
Yeah. Well said. And I just want to say that, you know, we're on two sides of the street here. You know, me sitting in the Integral community being like, I want to live and breathe transformation like you guys, and you're like, well, that,
yep.
And the rigor is what in many ways makes it more possible and accessible.
I agree, totally, and I think part of our job, part of this practice, relational practice, is not just transcending. Like, if I'm being real with you in the moment, and there's even been moments in these like 5 minutes we've been talking where I could start. Yeah, I can start drilling in with you and not trying to uncover your shadow as if there's something to uncover or something to call out or anything of that stuff. But by wanting to actually get you more deeply, more richly, and follow those layers by layers, you're going to wake up out of something that you're sleeping in, just invariably, and vice versa. It's a two-way street. Either one of us can drill in more deeply and pay more attention with each other, as you know, and wake up out of something you were swimming in.
Mm-hmm.
So the transcend part is really, it gets kind of a lot of the wow factor. Like, oh my God, I had never even seen that. Even in the simplest ways, like, oh, I've been kind of tolerating Decker for these few minutes. Tolerating? I tolerate all the time. Like, even those little thin slices, they're not like core identity level shifts. They point down the rabbit hole to core identity shifts. That gets all the play. That gets all the fanfare, right?
Yes.
But it's just as important that we include where we're at.
Exactly.
That it's not dissociative. So you actually celebrating Integral.
Right. Yeah, that's such a great point. Including and transcending, to me, is what Integral is all about.
Yep. We're on the same page then, and yes, we are on different sides of that, where I'm really appreciating that rigor, and you've been appreciating the way that integral is can actually be applied in a way where relationships are unrecognizable.
Yes, including and transcending in the moment.
Cool. So relationship is spiritual practice.
Right.
For me, it's probably way meta. It's still probably worth saying this, just making it explicit, that in my world, integral Ken blew me away probably 15 years ago, and this integral theory, no matter how far it evolves, at best, all it's going to do is impact human beings, how we experience ourselves and how we relate with each other, which then will translate to how we relate to our environment and our wilderness and wildlife, etc. And at the essence of it, we're talking about humans,
right?
And how we see things and how we see each other. These maps and models and all these understandings we're coming to are for us.
Right, that's where the rubber hits the road.
And ideally, it doesn't just inform having more interesting, intellectually stimulating conversation topics. But that's just the beginning. Mm. So that's one layer that comes up. And then, I don't know, I'd love to hear from you too, but for me, spiritual growth or practice is something that facilitates the evolution of consciousness in that I am hatching out of who I thought I was, mm-hmm. layer by layer, mm-hmm. angle by angle, waking up to something that I thought was me, and now my perspective is broader. Yeah. I'm able to see the sandbox I once thought was me, I'm able to now see it and have more choice about it. So transcend.
Yeah.
And include more of my experience that was always there all along. That is spiritual practice. Anything that has me do that will facilitate evolution of consciousness. And I didn't get on that track, really, where evolution wasn't just having more indefensible arguments about my beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, evolution happens when it's harder for someone to debate my philosophy on the world. Versus, no, evolution is when my whole freaking life is different. The whole world occurs differently. I feel different. Yeah. I know there's new possibilities I didn't even know were on the menu.
Right.
And I was working with these homeless kids overnight, and they were watching. It was a residential program that I'd helped start in the Castro in San Francisco. And they're watching Legally Blonde, which is this pretty cheesy movie, and I hadn't really been watching it, but I was keeping an eye on them to make sure they weren't going to get in a fight or something. And I walked by at the end feeling just kind of heavy, which there's a lot of suffering, and a lot, you know, there's overdoses, and it was a really challenging place, a lot of suffering there. And I was not at a point where I was even willing to feel that. I hadn't cried much or anything, so... Mm-hmm. I was ready to pop, basically. I'm walking by, the damn movie starts playing, is like kind of like the finale, and everyone likes her after all or something, and the music comes up, and I realize, oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, totally.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to cry in front of my clients, in front of anybody, but I had the excuse of like, well, these are my clients, that would be not professional. There's all the layers of justification of me not feeling what's really there. But it hit so fast, dude. It was like a flood hit me, and I was like, I'm going to cry. And I watched the system of my chest clamping too late. Before I could contract, the emotion was already coming right to my throat. Mayday, breach, throat clamped down. I've hurt. My throat hurt. I almost squalled out, ow. But instead, as I squalled, I laughed. Bah! And I put a little extra tweak on it where it was like laughing as if I was laughing at how cheesy the movie was.
Yep.
And then hauled ass away from the clients and went back to my office. But for the first time, I caught myself. I saw that when there was something that was true for me in my experience that I was not okay with, I would turn sadness into laughter. This is one of those Matrix moments. I could see countless times over my whole life where I'd done that.
Yeah.
But this was the first time that I actually caught myself doing it.
Nice.
And realized that there was actually a lot of tenderness on the other side of that.
Yeah. So you caught your sabotage mechanism like as it was happening, because it got to be spread out like that right in front of you, because it was an urgent situation.
Totally. And that led to the kind of breakthroughs that you're talking about having.
Yeah.
Those moments of seeing something that I couldn't see before.
Yeah.
And more, but also letting myself feel all those emotions without being lost in them and not lost in the defense mechanism, but still having all of myself.
Right.
To me, that is transformation.
Right. We're talking about a really simple process that when I use the word, you know, personal growth or just growth, this is what I think of when my subjective experience becomes object, of when this, what I thought was Robert, what I thought was who I am and what I do in the world, what I identify with, all of a sudden I actually see that happening and I see how much that's run my life and even held me back from things that I more deeply want. I can say, wait, if I can see that, then that's not me, you know?
Yes,
then I actually have that choice.
Good. So what I'm proposing is that relationship can be a unbelievable vehicle for those kind of revelations. The kind that I had in that moment, the kind I've had after, you know, a month silent in a monastery, those kind of revelations are totally possible in any moment, in any interaction.
Right.
With any person.
Right. The relationship can facilitate this process really quickly, really directly, and without having to sit on a meditation mat for a long time.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to... we geek out on the relational piece so much that it actually becomes at the expense of individual practice at times.
Yeah.
And we get processy... We're definitely guilty of that to the point where we're actually not bringing our best to each other.
Yeah.
So I am not dogging on sitting on a mat at all. In fact, in some ways, I think that's still the deepest I've ever gone. Is at the end of the day, it's going to be me being with myself. I'm a man, speaking maybe a more young perspective too.
Sure.
But so I'm all about sitting on the cushion. And there are things that I never saw and that I never would have had to face or look at. Just me with me. I shouldn't say never, but I didn't, and then very rapidly saw and faced and integrated in a relationship when there's a particular quality of attention brought.
Right. Yeah, that's what I so appreciated about Ken's Integral Life Practice modules, bringing the shadow work module into this classic, you know, body, mind, spirit, you know, practice repertoire, is that you can sit on the mat all your life and still never see parts of yourself that other people can see. And I appreciate that you validate getting deeply into subjective experiences is important and actually allows me to come back into relationship with so much more capacity, with so much more emptiness, such that I can be so much more here for you and pay attention for you because I'm not getting hung up on myself the whole time. But it's a brilliant way to go back and forth at what you're pointing out in me at any time all of a sudden can drop me, you know, 10 steps deeper, such that when I get back into my subjective practice, to my contemplative practice, I'm not hung up there on that branch anymore. I can actually sink much deeper.
You know what just caught my attention in that is when you said, I love that smile. What is that? That smile is you knowing that I'm about to, that I'm starting to feel into you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're tracking something.
There's us talking about it, and then there's a shift where I actually want to feel it with you. Yeah, you recognize it now, even through Skype. So let's see if I can remember the words, though. You said something, it was really quick, but it was something about so that I can not be hung up just in my own stuff and be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. I didn't even quite follow the words. I just felt my heart more when you said it, like... do you remember what I'm talking about? There's a tone of you wanting to be there for people or something.
Right. Well, like, I actually want to be here with you right now. Like, I don't want to be thinking about what I have to do the rest of my day or the relationship I'm hung up on or any of that other stuff. Like, I care about being present in this experience. And I mean, even as I say that, maybe I don't always, but it's like I've heard... you say before, you know, if I'm not genuinely curious about someone, you know, what's blocking that? And I used to think, well, how do I create curiosity? You know, how do I make myself curious when I'm not, you know, assuming that, yes. that's like a scarce resource. But actually, when I do my work, things get out of the way, and that curiosity is natural and just flows. And
it seems like to me, once the work is to notice what I've put on you, I've got a label on you, or a label on us and what we're doing, such that I don't have to be with the mystery, the total mystery of whatever's arising with us right now. And when I do drop those labels, and I feel I'm more present to you as someone trying to contribute and do a good job, and there's all these layers of places we can go. And then there's this thing about, I do. You care about people and really being more here. But what I heard you say was for people. It was specifically not just like, because I want to enjoy us, or what do you have to teach me? Or there's so many different frames, but yours was your knee-jerk, almost like your wiring has you, it occur as like to be there for people.
Yeah, I want to support. I want to be of service. I want to be available.
How does it feel saying that?
It's a combination of I'm relaxing more and almost getting tired, because I've spent so much time losing myself in service of others. Like, spent so much of my energy caretaking others that it's now a practice of mine to, like, you know, to not do that, to take more care of myself. But beneath that, of how good taking care of people feels. Like, of, like, how I don't need or want or stress about anything when I'm serving.
Yeah, yes. It's funny because I love the idea of you being more selfish. And I seriously think that all of us, I've shared this in different slices with you, but I think the integral community, all of us are going to benefit the more selfish you are. What you want, I trust completely in a really unique way. But when you're talking about being of service, when you're like, this is a practice of mine, you know, I've lost myself, you don't seem as happy. And I don't feel as happy like trying to feel with you. But when you're talking about, I want to be of service, it seems selfish in a way. Like, you actually seem to be enjoying yourself more.
Totally.
That's
it's a nice little bipolar split there. It's still teasing apart.
Of service.
Yeah. Expectation to be of service versus genuine desire to be of service.
And there it is. It's a richness in your voice right at the very end. And if we use this, I hope we get to see if other people can hear that. You start to go out. You start to assess, right?
Right.
Make an observation, and then you come back, or to just really be of service. And your voice sounds more like who I know you to be. It has me wonder, dude, what would happen, like, right now, what would happen if we don't go back into trying to articulate this well or any of that stuff and just stay with that feeling? What is there to say? What are you doing right now? What has you here? What has you inspiring me to be here?
You know, I like asking a question, I can't
find an answer. Yeah, and I'm not feeling that frequency
to it, but it's like, it's...
Can you come back to that feeling of... Because I think as soon as I asked the question, and I kind of like added some stuff, like a leading question, so it brought us back to trying to like deliver.
I have an intuitive felt sense of it when it's there.
Thank you. I feel that.
And now I've gotten better at feeling that and responding to it. I trust it.
Yeah. And is that intuitive sense that has us here recording this?
Yes, this has been a ride that...
Hold on. So I knew you were going to do that. I knew it was going to become, step back and call and talk about it.
Story time, yeah.
because I couldn't feel you. Like, I couldn't feel that connection, that richness. I just call it, it's lazy language probably, I just call it feeling you. But that richness, I couldn't feel it, so, which then to me is a cue that, oh, he's going to make an assessment in a second. Mm-hmm. But you, yeah, you have a felt sense that you're starting to trust. Mm. Hey, brother.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
There's not a whole lot to do from here.
I get inspired to do something. When you hold that space, I start getting inspired to do something. It's interesting.
Nice.
What's funny about that?
I just love the moments of differentiation of, like, when I realize that you're a different person. And, like, that's one of the things I really appreciate about you is you're very much in touch with your dignity such that you can represent yourself, you know? So that you don't just go along with people. You represent what's true for you, in my experience. And it's caught, when I first met you, it caught me off guard of kind of like, whoa, wow, he doesn't agree with everything that I say. He's not doing the nice guy thing where he just agrees with everybody. And now it's like, it's beautiful because we're sitting in this sweet, sweet moment where I'm just like, oh, life is wonderful. And you're like, no, there's more here too.
Got it. Thank you. I feel seen. I never would have used the word dignity for myself. I kind of enjoy my Ozark Mountain background. You know, what you see is what you get. I was trying to make this fancy, people. Let's just cut to the chase. But, nice. But no, I feel seen in that.
How can the integral community, people that are hopefully listening to this, have a taste of this? I mean, they can see what we're experiencing right now. Maybe. But what can they do so that in their next interaction that they can tap more into this?
Well, I love that question. And I want to acknowledge that I'm still, it is an ongoing unfolding. There's nothing to get fixed or done with. Like, this is still so pregnant with more, I still want to explore this more with you. And yes, this is, it also feels right to let this be just kind of a wave. Mm. And enjoy it, surf this wave out, and then, I guess my counter question is, what in your world, what made this shift possible? How did we relate such that it started to shift? Well, not theoretically, but if ideally, like a specific moment.
It was just believing you that you preferred me to not try to figure it out and to dress it up, to put the story around it, to do the integration part of it. That you actually preferred me just to be in it.
Mm.
Which
I hadn't even thought of it as a preference, but it is. I actually do prefer it. You're right.
Well, it's because every time we got here, I was like, okay, good. Now it's time. Okay, now I have to figure this out such that we can go to the next step.
So we can show off this to other people. We got to, like, stop doing the rich thing so that we can help other people have this rich thing. Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Well, in my, over here, what happened was I felt something distinct with you. Mm. And even if I didn't prefer it, because I love abstraction with you.
Mm.
And I love how elegantly we can riff in theory.
Right.
So even if I could not have a preference, it could be a toss up. Yet, it hit me. It hit my heart when you said that you could be there for people.
Hmm.
It was like, it's like everything makes sense and I'm enjoying it. And then boom, there's a blip on the radar of something that doesn't totally go with everything else.
Hmm.
And I brought my attention to it.
Yeah.
And right. Well, and got curious about it and welcomed more of it. And we got to co-explore it.
Right.
So first of all, if people are watching whatever part of this we use and they can feel what we're talking about, what we enjoy so much, and what hundreds of people have been enjoying so much. Right. And they want to be able to have any interaction be pregnant with discovery like this, and this is just a teaser of even more, then consider that that an interaction with someone feels like something. One of my staff had to help me see this. It was something I was swimming. He was like, no, don't get fancy about the subtleties of this frequency or that frequency. Like, oh, is it in service of people, or is it more joy or more dignity, or just the paradigm of it feels like anything to be together. That is the shift.
Right.
To bring your attention. So if you want this practice, go to a conversation right as this video ends. And practice bringing your attention to, as if you're a connoisseur,
right.
What's the flavor, the texture of what it feels like to be the other in this moment?
I notice when I get into that state of just enjoying the rich tapestry of experience, that there's no need to do anything or change anything. Or
yes. And then from no need to, inspiration strikes.
Exactly, right.
From appreciation and integrity, it exactly. arises naturally, effortlessly. Good, yeah, so what does it feel like? It's really a practice of include. More than transcend, to focus on the include, which I think societally right now is really what's being called for, is
yeah.
expand, and then we don't even know what the hell any of this means. Even the financial collapse is like experts don't even naturally understand what any of it is. Falling back down to those basics. So even in our own relationships and just a conversation, quick exchange, focus on actually enjoying the flavor and the textures of what it feels like to be together now. Mm-hmm. The transcend handle is itself by you being more richly with what's here now and welcome it.
Right, that's how the transcend.
I'm not looking for where you're full of shit, where you're fooling yourself. I'm not looking for your shadow so that you can see where you're trying too hard. When all you gotta do is own that you care. And it's not about fixing or getting you somewhere better.
Right.
It's about profoundly welcoming where we're actually already at.
Right, and that former part, it's lazy. You know, like being a critic is easy. Anybody can be a critic. We are naturally critics because it's easier. It takes less
yes.
energy to be like, well, you fit nicely in my category, and so I'm just going to keep you there so that I can get back to whatever I thought I wanted.
I would much rather critique other people's videos than try to create this one with you, that's for sure. It is easier.
Right, exactly. But to actually, to open to any experience, especially the challenging ones.
Because when you do this with someone, as this video ends and you have a conversation with someone, even a minute-long conversation, overall you'll feel just the frequency or the flavor of the dynamic that's unique between these two, you and this new person. You'll notice something. Something will, the more subtle your awareness and appreciation of each nuance, you'll notice something. And what I noticed with Robert was something that touched me, something that actually I enjoyed. A lot of times what will jump out at me is something I don't enjoy as much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just as much revelation available in aversion as craving or as enjoyment as pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not honing in on that blip because I want it to change or because there's something wrong with it. Oh, yeah, I just felt pain when you said that.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, interesting, when you started doing that, I don't enjoy you as much. But I'm enjoying the fact that I don't enjoy it as much because there's, from an integral perspective, there is nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So for now, we're all in the same game. We're just bringing more exquisite attention to the actual experience, not what the content of what we're talking about, but the process of talking about it together.
All right. What if I were just to start and just say, like, well, I notice very easy for me to stay engaged right now. Like, I notice that there's, like, a nice humor that we're, or, like, whatever that frequency is, whatever that, you know, kind of,
it's a little giddy or something.
Yeah, a little giddy thing that we're sitting in there, and that's nice. That has kind of a fluid quality to it.
Yes. And I'm appreciating what you just did. You're bringing our attention to actually applying what I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the practice.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
So that's the practice. It's pretty simple. You know, you can go into your next relationship and your next encounter and try that now. And what I'd be really curious is that how is this landing for folks? So, like, we'll have a comment box, like, you know, under this on the page.
Yes.
And so I want people to share their experiences with
yes.
this. And so that, like, we can see, it's like, what richness comes out of a practice of simply noticing the richness of experience of being with another person. And I really want people to share with this because I want the integral community to be interacting more on this level of sharing their experience. You and I are collaborating on a 3-day event in Boulder later this summer in early August, where we're going to do a deep dive of this practice. And so you know, someone in the who leaves a comment here, I want to give them free entrance to that event. So just as an extra, like, cookie to get people in here,
right on.
I would love to hear how this is showing up for folks.
Right on.
All right.
Back to work.
Yeah, this feels great just to be in touch.
Yeah, me too.
All right, have a great day, brother.
Yeah, you too.
Later.